This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There are nearly 200 coronavirus vaccines in some form of development around the world. When one or more of those vaccines hopefully pan out, who is going to get them? Which countries are going to get them first? Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, is a public-private partnership that helps distribute vaccines to developing countries affordably. It's helping to set up a form of insurance policy for coronavirus, where multiple countries pay for multiple lines of vaccine research. And when and if some vaccines work out, then every participating country gets a guaranteed number of doses. The idea is to avoid a situation where vaccines simply go to the richest international bidder. Gavi's CEO is Seth Berkley. Dr. Berkley, thanks for joining me. Good morning.
Good morning.
So assuming we get a vaccine, there's not at first going to be enough for everybody. How are you thinking about that scenario?
So what we've tried to do is to basically say what percentage of the population would need to be vaccinated to dampen the epidemic acutely. And we believe that's on average about 20%. That would allow you to cover every healthcare worker, high risk transmission settings, let's say like people working in nursing homes or meatpacking plants or in developing countries, refugee camps. So the solution then would be to try to get that 20% for every country versus what we're currently hearing about, which is a small number of countries trying to get 100% vaccination available, which would mean a few countries would have access and most would have none. And that's not a very efficient way to end the global pandemic.
Gavi is developing what has been described as an insurance policy for a corona vaccine. Can you describe how that would work?
So the idea, of course, is that many countries are doing bilateral deals with manufacturers. And if they're lucky, those vaccines will work and they will have vaccines for their population. But even if they've invested in multiple vaccines, they may not be successful. This has been described as an insurance policy because the idea would be to have a large number of manufacturers, somewhere between 12 and 15 different approaches that would be moving forward, which would maximize the chance of success. And of course, if your vaccine did work, then if you're concerned about trying to get commerce back to normal and tourism and trade and really have the world move towards normal, you're going to want other countries to also have access to vaccines.
You wrote that when it comes to coronavirus, nobody wins unless everyone wins. What do you mean?
Well, I think the challenge here is there is an assumption that if I can just get enough vaccine for my country, my populations, I'm fine. But of course, if you want to go back to normal, what you've got to have is a situation where you've really suppressed the disease around the world. If we end up in a free-for-all, you know, with everybody competing with everybody else, it not only means there'll be lots left out and therefore we won't go back to normal, but there's also going to be this competition for resources. But the other thing that'll happen is prices will start going up because there'll be competitive natures. And so it's just not a great way to deal with things.
Dr. Seth Berkley is the CEO of the Vaccine Alliance. Gavi, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.